of God. I'm going to be reading from the Message Bible. The Message Bible. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning at verse number 13. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning at verse number 13. When you have it, would you say amen? Salt and light. Let me tell you why you are here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out God's flavor to this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out God's colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We are going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a lampstand. Now that I've put you there on the hilltop, on the light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives by opening up to others. You'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Amen. I want to talk about we're going public. We're going public. We're not hiding anymore. We're going public. Look at somebody say we're coming out of the closet in Jesus' name. Now, don't get nervous. I'm not talking about what you're talking about. Talking about letting your light shine. This little light of mine, I'm bringing out from under the bucket. I'm going to let it shine. God gave it to me, and I'm going to let it shine. Here in this text, the Message Bible says it in an unusual way that I like the way they say it. That's salt. And light. That the reason that you and I are here is that we might be salt seasoning to bring out God's flavor in the world. How many of you know that salt makes a difference? That's sometimes the reason we got high blood pressure now. We use too much salt. But, you know, sometimes food, Zuline, without salt, it just tastes bland. No excitement about it. But when you put a little salt in there, it makes a difference. And I just, coming back from South Africa and Zimbabwe, I just want you to know that Christianity is the salt of the world. That we make a difference around the world. That there are men and women, boys and girls, who would not have food to eat if it was not for some Christians in Hackensack, New Jersey, because we are the salt of the earth. And we put a little seasoning. Put a little seasoning in people's lives. You know what? You don't have to go to Africa to be salt. You don't have to go to Zimbabwe to be salt. That people right here every day, they come to the benevolence ministry of Mount Olive Baptist Church. Look at somebody and say, I'm salt. We are part of the salt of the earth. Look at somebody and say, we give people flavor. I know if I was younger, I know that means something else to have flavor. I'm talking about we make a difference in people's lives because we have been born again. And we don't give in benevolence just because we're good people. We give because Christ first gave to us. We give because he is the light of the world. We give. We are not the light, but we reflect the light. Look at somebody and say, I got, not only am I salty, but I got some light in me. I got some of the light of Christ that shines in my life. I'm not all that good, but since Christ has come into my heart and Christ has come into my life, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. You know, we live in a dark world. It's dark in some of our lives right now, the darkness of depression. Darkness of unemployment, darkness of bad relationships, darkness in our relationship with our significant other, darkness in relationship with our kids. We live in situations where we have one disease after another disease. It's one thing, you know, to have a disease and have no health insurance, but it's still bad to have a disease and have health insurance. The preference is not to have. We live in darkness. But thanks be to God, when you have Christ in your life, darkness cannot overwhelm you. It cannot overwhelm the light, because this little light that Jesus gave us, that the world can try to put it out, but they cannot put it out. Do I have a witness in here? And so we have something that the world needs, the light of Jesus Christ that shines in our hearts. Then the text says that after, he says, this light that we have, that it represents God's colors in the world. It represents that God is at work in the world. Not only are we have a seasoning impact for the world, but also we represent the goodness of God at work in the world. And even though the world tries to put out the light, the world cannot put out the light. And then Jesus says, and I want you to know that I don't give you a light that you will hide it under a bushel. I give you a light that you will lift your light up on a light stand and let the world know I'm going public. I'm going public in Jesus' name. I'm going public to let the world know that for Christ I live, for Christ I die. I'm going public to let the world know that Christ is in charge of Egypt and Christ is in charge of my life and your life. The other thing I like about this text is there have been people, I'm looking at Sister Hortense Marshall over there, and I call her my Mrs. Barnabas. Very often she'll send me a note just to encourage me. Out of the clear blue sky. I think her and Barbara must hang out together because Barbara got all the cards in the world. I hang out in the bookstore and she hangs out at Hallmark. She got cards. She got cards under the bed. Whenever she goes, wherever in the foreign country, she buy cards. She got more cards than she'll ever use in her lifetime. All I got to do is say, Barbara, do you have a card? She said, well, I think I got one for that occasion. Hortense Marshall back there, every now and then, she'll send me a card. And she said, how many of you know that people can send you a card at the right time, at the right place, when you just need to hear a word? That, look at somebody and say, that's a part of the light. That's not the light, but it says to me that she's reflecting the light. And that's what God wants us to do. He gave you and I a little light. Let it shine. Look for a place to let your light shine.
You may never get to South Africa. You may never get down to Haiti. You may never get to Egypt. But you are right here. And somebody needs to experience the light. You heard, and this is the other thing that I like about Mount Olive Baptist Church. We are good at dealing with crisis. Somebody lose a loved one, Mount Olive is on the spot. Do I have a witness? Mount Olive encouraged, Mount Olive praised, Mount Olive cries together. We are part of that light, and God gave us that light, and we let it shine. Thanks be to God to give God color and flavor in the world.
It is so sad to be a church who's ashamed of the light. It's a shame to not go public in the light of Christ. Find a way to go public. Find a way. You know, and sometimes people go public, but it doesn't always require that you jump and shout. Sometimes it just requires us to cry together. Sometimes it just requires us to pray for somebody. Sometimes it just requires us to go sit with somebody. Sometimes it just requires us to go hold somebody's hand. Don't know what to say. I just want you to know that I am with you. I'm praying for you. I'm sitting with you. I'm standing with you. What you're going through, I have decided that I'm going to stand with you. I'm going public in Jesus' name. Look at somebody and say, you know, just coming to church is a part of going public. Just sitting here, look at somebody and say, I'm public. I'm public. I'm just going to church. I just got up this morning at 7:30. And, you know, I didn't say nothing, but I'm standing on the promises. I'm sitting in the privileges, but I'm standing on the promises. I'm going public. I am public, and I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it is the power of God to salvation. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm going public.
And then here's the other thing. It's one thing to be public for a minute. But look at somebody and say, I've been public.
I just didn't start going public. I've been public a long time. I've been changed, and I have decided that I am going to cast my lot with Christ. I don't know about you, but I decided I'm going all the way with the Master. I'm public. I'm going to stay public, and the only reason I can stay whole is when I'm public, because when I start to sneak and hide. How many of you know death is in the secrets? Pain is in the secret, and misery is in the secret. But when you come up public in Christ and let your light shine, it gives flavor to your life and to your witness. Amen.